This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight, part of the conversation is about day three of the Paul Manafort trial, although this shouldn't trip into the Russia investigations. It's just about the life of luxury Paul Manafort leads. We've heard about his giant pond in the Hamptons and every bloody cent he has spent. But I do not believe there's going to be any kind of riveting conversation about the president, of course. We'll see how it all plays out in court. And the conversation that some are saying that should happen is, well, what about this whole Russia meddling with the elections and what's going on with that and that investigation? And the answer is, it keeps on going. And Rudy Giuliani, one of the lawyers for the president and good friend of Donald Trump, says we should know in 10 days whether or not the president will sit down and talk to Robert Mueller, or he doesn't. So at least there'll be an answer to that a question. The Trump administration is getting a lot of blowback over deported parents and reuniting kids. And they say, look, the responsibility for finding parents who were deported after they were separated from their children should rest with immigration advocacy groups, not the federal government. There was a court document that was filed on Tuesday that said that. The administration reunited about 1,400 kids, give or take, with their parents by a July 26 deadline that was put out there by U.S. District Judge. But the judge gave the government more time to reunite more complicated cases, including 431 children whose parents had already been booted. So lawyers for the Justice Department said that the government would turn over whatever identifying info it could on the parents who were deported, including last known phone numbers and addresses. But they wrote that the ACLU should use their considerable resources and their network of law firms, volunteers, and others to get contact with the deported parents. Now, the lawyers for the ACLU argue that the Trump administration is trying to skirt its responsibility by passing the work off to private groups despite all of their resources. So this is a push-pull on all of it. The ACLU lawyers also complained that the government's not even sharing info it already had on parents who had been deported, mostly, by the way, to Central American countries like Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. They found, I guess, at least 12 parents who were already in contact with the U.S. government. So what a nightmare this is. And the nightmare is that some people were already deported. So how are you reuniting them? How are you, how is that happening? And like I said, now, we're seeing a tug of war over this. Not that we didn't have that before. Not that we weren't seeing that before, I guess, is more to the point. To me, this is one of the sad stories, this missing Iowa student, Molly Tibbetts, and her father. You could just see the pain in his face. I saw a news conference with him where he said that, you know, gosh, he just can't, I want to do whatever I have to do to get my daughter back, and it's not too late if you abducted her and that kind of thing. And investigators are working around the clock to find the vanishing girl who disappeared 2 weeks ago, and they're hoping that they find her alive. FBI forensic experts are sifting through all this data from her digital footprint and trying to see if they could find out anything more by that. And so far that they have not. She disappeared after running on the night of July 18th while dog sitting at the home of a boyfriend and his brother in a small city near central Iowa, or in central Iowa. And this this vanishing thing has gotten national attention, and you know, they're just scouring everywhere they can think of to try to find her. I'll tell you what, this is a case where you get all these leads and you've got people petrified and trying to figure out what to do, and they I think, you know, no matter what, they want information. I mean, anything to know. And this was a girl who, she was a track and field kind of star, and she was an avid runner, and she, you know, knew where she was going, apparently, and she was at the University of Iowa. She was a student there, graduated from high school in 2017, and it's something is gripping about this. There's other people who go missing. There's other kids who go missing, but you just see that, boy, that awful, sad panic in her father's eyes, and you really, I'm telling you, you just really, really feel for him. I was in a VA hospital today. I had an occasion to be there, and I happened to see a story about VA, this VA staff plea that there's incompetence and that we need to fix the, especially Washington Hospital, and they have to take action on what's going there. Infection rates are up instead of down, and patient satisfaction went down instead of up, and there's apparently all kinds of problems. And remember, some of the horrific things we've heard about across the board with VA hospitals started to put a spotlight on what needed to happen, not just at Washington, but across the country, because of the conditions that the veterans were dealing with. And it was just, I mean, so bloody sad. And the Inspector General's investigation this time around concluded that local, regional, and national VA officials had 10 different reports going back to 2013 about sterilization and supply problems, but hadn't fixed them. So we keep hearing things are getting fixed, it's getting better, things are getting fixed. Now, the VA facility that I was in was, I thought, was rather nice, and I thought they did pretty good to accommodate the people, at least that I could see when I was there. But what do I know? I just dipped in and out quickly. But it seemed to me to be better than some of the other facilities that you know, that I had seen in the past. The story of Apple just continues to wow people. When we talk about technology, how about Steve Jobs passes away in 2011? And, you know, there were some people thinking, oh, this is the end, Apple, what's going to happen? So guess what Apple did? It surpassed the $1 trillion market cap. Yeah. And now has the trophy as the world's most valuable company. $1 trillion. What does $1 trillion look like? A lot, doesn't it? $1 trillion. It's the iPhone. It's got to be. The iPhone's got to be. Because every year they keep coming out with different things with the iPhone. You see people leaning up to go, you know, lining up rather to go to these genius bars everywhere you go. I just saw that in Charleston. It was crazy. Movies next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a hate looking at me, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
It's time to go to the movies. Have you been to a movie lately? I have to say, I went to see Mission Impossible the other day. The Fallout is what it's called, and maybe because once you like a certain kind of film, and this is an action film, it is a long movie, 2 hours and 27 minutes. It's about the quest for 3 plutonium cores, and if Ethan Hunt doesn't rescue us and all the rest of the IMF team, and they are racing against time, we are really, well, we're SOL, right? So I guess it's, you know, Mission Impossible's doing pretty well. The international box office, $156 million. It cost $178 million to make it. They'll definitely get that money back. And I'm going to give it a thumbs up. I think it's pretty good. It's getting a lot of stars all over the place. The guy who plays Superman, one of the bad guys in it. But it's good. I'm going to say thumbs up. So if you're looking for an action-packed kind of movie, it's worth it. Go to a matinee so you don't have to pay as much. Sneak in your snacks. All right, so at the movies this week, there's a bunch of different movies that are out, in fact. But one that's getting a lot of play, a lot of conversation, and you may have seen some, I don't know, you might have seen some spots for commercials for it. In other words, if you were sitting by the tube. But it's Christopher Robin. Check it out.
Oh, I do like a party.
Come on, babe.
What should happen if you forget about me.
Silly old bear.
Won't ever forget about you, Pooh. I promise. Not even when I'm 100.
We should be working this weekend, Robin.
But I promised my wife and daughter I'd take them away this weekend.
All hands on deck.
You won't be coming to the cottage.
Well, it can't be helped.
Your life is happening now, right in front of you.
What to do, what to do, what to do.
What to do indeed.
Pooh?
Christopher Robin.
No. The tree I remember was in the countryside, not here in London. There's no opening.
I suppose it's where it needs to be.
That's a silly explanation.
Why, thank you.
Pooh, why are you here?
Oh, yes, I need your help. I've lost all of my friends.
Let's get to the bottom of this. Look up, Pooh. Here I come. It would appear that I am stuck.
Have you just eaten honey?
I have not just eaten honey. I wonder which way.
I always get to where I'm going by walking away from where I have been.
Do you?
That's the way I do it.
Hello, Eeyore.
Christopher Robin, it's you. Played again.
Let's go see if we can find Piglet. I've already stayed far too long. Hello, everyone. So nice to see you all again.
Why, thank you.
Silly old bear. I was wrong about work. I was wrong about everything, and I've got to get back to my family.
Farewell, Christopher Robin. I would have liked it to go on for a while longer. Perhaps it's our turn to save Christopher. You must be Madeline.
Wait, you're the bearer of my father's drawings.
Yes. Do you know where he is?
I do.
Let's bounce! I just saw the most preposterous imposter. Look at him.
Digger! Eel!
If anyone wants to clap, now is the time to do it.
Oh, mother. Oh, dear, dear.
I don't remember being cheery.
People say nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day.
No, Pooh, that's not the... Oh, never mind.
All right, so Christopher Robin, the idea is an adult Christopher Robin, now focused on his life, work, family, meets his old friend, Winnie the Pooh. Then he goes back to his childhood to help him return to the 100-acre wood and find Pooh's lost friend. So you can tell it's kind of a little fantasy reality, kind of a mixture thing. It's gotten pretty high ratings. But, you know, it's encountering Winnie the Pooh, rediscovering the joys of life. So kind of trying to mix it up. It's 1 hour, 44 minutes, animation, adventure, comedy. That's what it's really billed as. Kids. And maybe, you know, when I was a kid, Winnie the Pooh, that's one of my first books, right? Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore, etc., and all that. All right, so another movie that's out there is one called Eighth Grade. Oh, do you remember being in the eighth grade? So here's a snippet of Eighth Grade.
Hello, back with another video. So, the topic of today's video is being yourself. Being yourself can be hard, and it's like, aren't I always being myself? And yeah, for sure. But being yourself is like not changing yourself to impress someone else. A lot of people like call me quiet or shy or whatever, but I'm not quiet.
Most quiet, Kayla Day.
I don't talk a lot at school, but if people talk to me and stuff, they'd find out that I'm like really funny and cool and talkative.
By the way, I like your shirt a lot. It's like so cool.
What?
I said 1 more week of eighth grade, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, huh?
Okay, so growing up can be a little bit scary and weird.
We will begin to explore these changing bodies of yours. It's gonna be lit.
Don't hold back. I wanna break free.
As always, make sure to share and subscribe to my channel. Gucci!
I think you're so cool. Maybe you just need to put yourself out there a little.
I'm gonna stop eating with you if you keep doing
this. You said I can say one thing.
I'm really, like, nervous all the time. I try really hard not to feel that way. But you just need to face your fears and let people know the real you.
just grab my phone. How to charge it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I charge it too. But my phone, I...
Just because things are happening right now doesn't mean they're always going to happen.
Who's in there?
Just sort of my hopes and dreams.
Right.
I was a complete mess when I was your age.
Really?
Eighth grade is the worst.
You never know what's next. And that's what makes things exciting and scary and fun.
When did you get Snapchat? What grade?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade?
What? You haven't seen
Yeah, so how about that? Eighth grade. Like I said, you remember eighth grade. So it's about the 13-year-old, a 13-year-old girl, Kayla, and what she has to do as she goes through adolescence. I have a feeling if you have a granddaughter or if you have other young kids, this would be their kind of movie. Of course it would be, right? It's a comedy. It's an hour and 33 minutes, but oh my goodness, it's R. So there must be a few moments of bad language or something in it that just, they've got to, you know, give it that rating. But for what it's worth, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 98%. So it got pretty decent numbers by aggregating everything. That's what they came up with. So I'm going to say if you... have someone younger in your life and it's appropriate, I bet this is perhaps one of the movies that they want to see. There was a, I remember this movie called The Traveling Pants, and I guess that came out 10 years ago, and I can remember taking one of my nieces to it, and it was a kind of that adolescent story thing, and it's where you're not going to see animated films, but it's sort of a step in it to a different direction, I guess, and this, I thought that story was pretty good, by the way. And this one looks like it falls into that same sort of category. Remember, if you do go to a movie, send me a cheap review, a cheap movie review, which I say, you just tell us where you saw it, did you like it, thumbs up, that kind of thing, what you like about it, what or what you didn't like about it, and send it to Kate Delaney Radio. Click on Contact, and you can get us there. And let me know, and I'll send you a copy of my book, my brand new book that's coming out, Deal Your Own Destiny. I like movies for the escape factor. I think it's good to get away from some of the noise that we all deal with in our personal lives. And if you can find a movie that you like, that's the key. You like the actors, you like the genre of the movie, then... sometimes you wait and it'll come out, of course, streaming, and perhaps some of the movies that we just heard, they would be better streaming. Mission Impossible, though, go see that on the big screen if you like Mission Impossible. It's good. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. It could be months or years before remains turned over by North Korea can be identified, but the Pentagon's Callie McKegg says the forensics analysis is underway.
Understandably, reactions from the families of the 7,700 still missing from the Korean War is palpable because this is an opportunity for more of them to get long-sought answers.
Many of the skeletal remains were not well-preserved. A hostage situation at a children's daycare facility near Houston is over. Officials say a 19-year-old motorist who ran a red light fired shots at pursuing officers and eventually holed up at his grandmother's house, where eight children ages 14 months to 18 years were being cared for. Chief Sheriff's Deputy Addison Tokika.
After our hostage negotiation communications with the suspect, he did surrender peacefully without any injury to the suspect or any officers on the scene.
The suspect had a burglary warrant out for him in Arkansas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Pleasure to be joined by the Reverend Patrick McAndrew, who's written a book called The Miracle Before Your Eyes. It's funny, it's something that I've talked to my friends a lot about lately, and there's starting to be more conversations, I think, about miracles, things we can't explain, etc. And I'm going to let Patrick delve more into that, but I love the idea of what he's fleshed out here, that's for sure. So, Patrick, I guess the first question is, what led you to write the book?
Well, there were two different things that led me to write the book. One was I'm a minister, and I was at a minister's conference, and I was telling some of my stories, and one of the other ministers says you should write a book, and I said, but I can't, because I've had my whole life, my body has had dyslexia, and so I stopped doing things because of dyslexia, and so that's what I told him. And he looked at me and says, "Stop your butts, get down and do it." But originally, you know, what caused me to write the book is because I have these personal stories in my life that as I would teach them in the different classes that I would have, I could see in people's eyes in their conversations that the stories were life transforming as they heard them, because they could relate to their own experiences in their life and use it as a beginning point. Many years ago, I was working in a 5-star restaurant and it was crazy. It was madness. It was very much like The TV show was Hell's Kitchen with Chef Ramsay, and I was Chef Ramsay. and I didn't know it, and I didn't understand why all the people around me were angry. And although it was a great job, and I was working from one of my natural gifts, which is cooking, I wasn't happy. Life was crazy, and I ended up serving a drink to somebody who ended up being in an accident that killed himself, and it just put me into a very, 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 very dark place. And as I was, I ended up quitting my job, quitting the restaurant industry, quit drinking, and I would sitting out by a lake. And this really strange occurrence occurred, and I felt spirit's presence all around me, saw spirit's presence all around me, and when it was done, I didn't know how to explain it, didn't know what it was, but it was the only place I wanted to live. And from that moment on, that's been my pursuit, is to live from that awareness.
Wow. Wow. So take us back to the lake for a second and the strange occurrence. And you said it's hard to explain, but what was it? I mean, just something happened that, and you said you could see spirits. What was it that jolted you?
I went out and I sat by this, I was living in Chicago, and they have many little lakes, that run along to the Plains River. And I went out and sat down by the lake, and I just took in a deep breath, and I let it out. And I asked God, what am I going to do? and at that point, I didn't go to church. And so it was a very strange, I hadn't been to church for 15, 16 years. So it was one of those times, this is, what am I doing? And I sat there and I said, God, help me. Why is life so horrible? Why is this going on in my life? And I just took a deep breath in and I let it out. And I sat there for a couple minutes just breathing, and all of a sudden I saw this flicker of light in glass. I saw this flicker of light in the geese, the northern geese that were swimming on the lake. I saw this light energy flowing in everything. And as I breathed it in, it was a changing moment. And I just felt this inner prompting that said, just do what I want you to do. Live from that awareness, and you can be here.
And once that happened to you, you knew, okay, oh, wow, I get it. I'm going to do something different, and you started to change your life?
Not exactly. 'Cause I didn't even believe it myself. So as I began to process it, I began to bounce things off my wife, who was going through one of her deepest, darkest moments of time. And she had started going to church. And something that we never talked about, because she was raised without church, and I was raised in a church that my soul didn't agree with. And we began talking, and one day I went to church with her. And she was really shocked. And the church that I went to resonated with my soul. And it was little bit by little bit. And as I went in, and I would put myself in different positions, I would listen to this inner prompting that would guide me. And as I listened to the inner prompting, I would also have this other voice that we call our ego that would argue with it. And I would have to work through the debate between the two and follow the softer, quieter voice. And that's what led me to each one of the events, the occurrences that I talk about in my life. And in one step by step, and learning spiritual principle along with that, it guided me to a place where I live most of the time in awareness of that presence, you know, spirit's presence.
How do you, in the book, The Miracle Before Your Eyes, and we're speaking with Reverend Patrick McAndrew, what do you tell people about trying to open up their hearts and their soul and understand that awareness? Because as you said, most of the time you live in that world, and it is something that you have to practice and really be open to. What do you tell people to do?
The first thing is that we have to understand is the presence is there all the time. The miracle before our eyes is there all the time. And what we have to do to change the way that we see the world, change the way that we see the way that often we've been taught to think through our many experiences and to see that presence. You know, the word heaven, translated from Greek, Aramaic, and Latin directly into English, doesn't refer to an afterlife, but actually means infinite possibilities, ever expanding potential. And so as Jesus taught about the kingdom of heaven, he said that it was right here in Luke 17:20, he said that it was right here within our heart. And what we had to do is to seek its presence, you know, to look out and begin to open our eyes to this experience. You know, and at this same time, as we're seeking this presence is here, our worldly experiences, the news media and different things, many different things, cause us to look at the hardship as opposed to the miracle, this field of infinite possibilities that we get to pick and choose between. And so that's as I point out in conversations, as I point that out, is that they have to make the choice, but they have to be aware of what's there, and it's raising our awareness up to that presence, like the prodigal son story. He had to rise up from eating the pods that he was feeding the pigs, rising up into awareness, going home to his father's kingdom. That's what we have to do is in those moments of darkness, in those moments of challenges, understand two things. We have to rise up, and then it's also the learning experience. So I can look back at many of the learning experiences, many of the experiences that I have, and I can see the learning. I can see Spirit's presence in that moment prompt me, or I can see the other. But as a result of all these different experiences, I will learn to look for the learning, for this way of learning that opens me up to a deeper and deeper awareness of the One Presence.
Wow, and you would tell people that for people who love reading personal stories about life events and they're searching for something they can't quite explain, and we only have a minute left, this book is definitely for them because they'll understand more as you explain it, right?
Yeah, that's why I wrote it, is so people could look at these stories and relate to them and open up to this greater possibility within their life. And so many of the people who read my book have actually come back to my bookstore and bought more and given them to their friends.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. There's the true testament. By the way, The Miracle Before Your Eyes, you can pick it up Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. You can go to Litfire as well. Patrick McAndrew, The Miracle Before Your Eyes, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you, thank you.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the show, Abner Clairvaux. He has written a book called An Apprentice Dictator in the White House. It's so cool. It's political fiction, and so think about it. And this is a book, by the way, for everybody listening, that can really go in a lot of different directions. Teenagers can read this. Adults can read it. And it's a political fiction-based book based on, by the way, a true story. Abner, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Kate. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So tell me the inspiration for the book. And I should say that you've been in broadcasting for more than 30 years as a political commentator on radio, so it kind of makes sense. But explain the real true inspiration.
The inspiration came from the impeachment of Bill Clinton. When I watched what was going on with that, the impeachment of President Clinton, and I said to myself, what would have happened had Bill Clinton been president of a different country or a third world country? I must tell you, I'm from a third world country. And I knew what would be the reaction of a leader of a third world country who was about to be impeached for such a case like adultery. And I said, this is what he would have done. He would have dissolved Congress. He would have suspended the Constitution. He would have fired members of the Supreme Court. And he would have imposed martial law. So I said, let me put that situation in America, let me show to the American people what a dictatorship looks like. Let me let the American people have a glimpse of a dictatorship. That was the basis of the book, Kate.
And it's the idea is to educate the readers about, as you said, being from a third world country, what how different that would look if you were to reverse the roles, right?
Exactly. And then one other thing, Kate, people think that this is a book that I just write. No. I wrote the book came out in 2016 before the elections of 2016. So basically, it has nothing to do with what's going on right now. Even though, you know, when you read that book, people say, there's a lot of things that look alike, you know. But it's a way for the American people to see. And then when you read the book, you will see the reaction of the American people when they see they're facing a dictator in the White House. You know, and it's a very interesting story.
And explain to us for people who I'm sure they know the word dictatorship and they have ideas in their mind and they might have seen movies and they might have been educated in history classes about dictatorships. And we know notorious dictators and some of their fates and fortunes. But truly, what is it like to live under a dictatorship?
To live under a dictatorship is when you have one person who takes all the powers under his control. Like, there is no separation of power. The dictator is the one who controls the executive power, the legislative power, and the judiciary power. And there is no freedom of the press. And people cannot, are not free, like the media cannot see whatever they want. So, I mean, you are like a machine because you have to do what the dictator wants you to do. So it's either you accept his will or either they send you into exile or they jail you or worst case, you end up dead. So it's not a pleasant thing to live under a dictatorship. It's not fun, believe me.
We're speaking with Abner Clavoux, and he's written a book called An Apprentice Dictator in the White House. I love that title. How did you come up with that title, An Apprentice Dictator?
Because I said I used the word apprentice because it's some, I call it a wannabe dictator, a guy who wanted to become a dictator. But thanks God for the institutions in America. This is what the book shows. At the end of the day, I said this guy will fail. He will not succeed because America has strong institutions. And then you will see that this guy will be impeached, he will be jailed, you know, and so he will not succeed. That's why I call it an apprentice. He wanted to be a dictator, but he will not succeed because it's America.
Yeah. Let's talk about your broadcasting. So you definitely have the background for this. 30 years in broadcasting. Was it risky for you at all ever in your career to be a political commentator on the radio?
In fact, I started broadcasting when I came here to America. I came here when I was 21.
Yeah.
So I started, you know, since 1983. I talk about American politics, world politics, and of course, you know, from my home country, Haiti. So basically, there was really no risk, and I was talking about politics in America. But I can tell you, I was active in politics before I came here, and it was very, very risky for me.
Yeah, because I can imagine, as people are listening, thinking of Haiti and what we've seen in Haiti, certainly in the past. When you see what's happening now in Haiti compared to when you were a child, Abner, how does that make you feel?
I'll tell you, a lot of people, they longing for the old days, for the dictatorship, because they said at least there was order. There was no anarchy. People are thinking now, they said with democracy now in the country, it's synonymous of anarchy. People are doing whatever they want. They are burning, they are looting. But there was no such thing under the dictatorship of the Duvalier. So So even though, you know, people are always debating the question, is it better to have a dictatorship with order and law and order, or have democracy where people are free to roam the street, you know, burn and loot? It's a debate that's going on right now in Haiti.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. And I mean, I said this at the beginning, that what do you think young people would learn from your book?
I think this book can serve as on any political science class, because the young people can see how fortunate they are to live, to be born in a country with democratic tradition. They can see how blessed they are to be born in America, where they never had to live under a dictatorship. This book opens people's eyes, gives them an understanding of what a dictatorship is. And when you read that book, it will say, wow, thank God for America. Thank God for the strong institutions that we have. And let me tell you, Kate, it's not because we Americans leader will not want to become dictators. Yes, everybody has this tendency to grab all the powers, but they cannot because of the strong institutions. We have a strong Congress. We have a strong Supreme Court. So the institutions of this country, you know, prevent this type of leader from emerging in this country. So the young people, the adults, everyone who read this book, after they finish reading it, they will say, thank God I was born in America.
What a great sentiment. How long did it take you to pull this together when you sat down and pulled all these ideas, these fabulous ideas together, Abner?
It took me quite a while, because to come up with it, in fact, I would say it took me like a good 5 years to put all the ideas together. And when you read the story of the book, is really was a young southern governor. The guy was handsome, charismatic. He was first a governor from the south who became president and a landslide. And the guy was so popular that world leaders were scrambling to attend his inauguration. And the book, it says even the Pope, the Queen of England, they attended the inauguration because the guy was a superstar. But he has an Achilles heel. The guy was a philanderer. He was a womanizer. So it's really a very, very... I would say it took me time to put that picture together, to put that image together. So it took me quite a number of years to come up with this story. And then I wanted it to come before the 2016 elections. And indeed, it came out in August of 2016.
Wow. Well, congratulations on the book, and we hope everyone picks it up. It's a great story. Abner Clairvaux, please read this, An Apprentice Dictator in the White House. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you very much, Katie. It was a pleasure.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.